Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Good evening.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Street Talk, where we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Blog Street Talk. I ask that you all do not use profanity, and I also ask that you all put your phones on mute so that we will not hear the background noises. Hello. On tonight, I'm going to have an open discussion. I don't have any callers at the moment. I would like to just share with you all that on Street Talk, it's each one teach one. And I want to let you all know that every Friday night, we're on live by contacting 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. Well, I have one caller. I have one person that's with me right now. We talk about different things. She's my like my best friend. We talk about all kind of things, about life issues, and things that's going on in the world on today. We talk about life issues and what's going on in the real world. And on a day-to-day basis, we all understand that, like, we have challenges. We have different things that we go through as people. On today, I guess, I feel free enough to say that I want to thank God for everything that he's done in my life. And all the people that he let me meet and come into contact with. I have a situation to where I've met several different people in my life, and I feel like God brings you into contact with different people for different reasons. And we don't know the reasons until until we come into contact with the people. And with that being said, everybody meets everybody for a different reason, and you never know your reason that you meet someone. And so after you've met them, and I feel like after your journey is finished, sometimes people feel like it's hard to let go. And they say people are with you for a season or for a reason, and I believe in that. And I feel like some people need to learn to let go after that person's reason is fulfilled in their lives. And a lot of people won't let go. They tend to hold on to people that's no longer needed in their life, and that makes their life harder. So I don't know if anybody else on the line understands what I'm saying. I have a couple of new callers. Hello, caller 3797 and 5441. Can you all say hello on tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, how are you all?
I'm doing fine.
Can you introduce yourself to the Street Talk listeners?
My name is Josh.
Hi, Josh. How are you on tonight?
I'm okay.
Very okay. Caller 5441, how are you on tonight? Oh, okay. How are you? You say you're fine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I was talking about people meeting people for seasons and reasons, and so how it's hard for people to let go sometimes. Sometimes people don't want to let go of the people that they're only meeting for seasons. And they feel like they got to hold on to a person that's not supposed to be held on to, and that's why people go through struggles and strife when they won't let go, you know, because if something is not within God's will for it to happen for you or for that person to be with you, I feel like you're supposed to let go of that person and move forward with your life, you know. And that's why some people struggle with relationships and friendships and stuff like that, because sometimes you just meet people for reasons and seasons. Do y'all believe in that? I don't know what y'all output on it is, and that's why we're having a street talk on tonight. What do y'all think about those fans?
Well, I believe in it quite strongly because you never know when it says it's time to be over with the person you come in conversation with, because sometimes it's not meant for the long time. Probably just there for that moment in time. You never know. Like, the conversation I have might be the last conversation I ever have, or it might continue. You never know. That's what I think about that.
Okay, you say you never know what a person's reason is for meeting? I didn't understand what you said.
You never know what's the person's reason for you meeting. Like, it's probably just for that time period, or for like 30 minutes, maybe even two. That it's all the reason for you meeting a person based upon the conversation you have with them.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like everybody that you come into contact with in your life is for a reason. We all know that. But I'm saying some people try to make the reason more than what it is, like relationship-wise. Some people tend to make people feel like they're supposed to be with them, and they're not, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes people are meant to be together, and that's why, they say, if you leave somebody alone and they come back, then it's meant for you. Not necessarily. They may just come back as a leech or something like that, because sometimes people tend to hold on to stuff that's not even meant for them. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make stuff work. Have you ever met anybody that try to make something work, no matter what it is? Like, I know we all guilty of trying to make something work, you know.
I've been trying to make it work. Never worked out.
Can you share with us, like, your experience? Like, what was that like to, like, try to, like, when you're in a relationship, it feels like it's worn out as well.
It's like, go ahead and share. You try to do anything in your power to make the relationship work. Like, do things you don't normally do to make it work. Like, for instance, dealing with the relationship I was in, off and on, we tried to make it work, just tried constantly. We couldn't stand each other because of the argument. You know, we tried to stop the arguments. We tried to stop all the negative stuff. But it seemed like every time we have a conversation, it turns right into an argument. Couldn't take it no more. Neither one of us. So, you try one last time to see how it goes. Okay. The conversation went on for like 5 minutes, and you just said we were through. If you make a conversation only 5 minutes, you say you're done, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, because sometimes you'll find yourself intertwined with a person for no reason, you know. You just sitting amongst the person, and I mean, that person means you no good. They don't even have your well-being at heart. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, you just there. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
A conversation is null and void. And I mean, if you find yourself in that kind of a relationship, or if you find yourself putting 100% in when everybody, like, that's just like if you're in a relationship and you're putting your 100% in, and that other person is not putting their 100% in, and then it's just like people tend to notice things like that. Like, I don't know, like, if other people would like to share that kind of information, but like, have you ever been with someone or around like a friend, and then you're trying your best to talk to them and try to make sure that they're okay, and they don't seem to you. You know, they're not attentive to you the way that you're attentive to them. That's the same way, like, when a mother is attentive to her What do you think about that?
If you're talking about in that manner, it's like you saying, like in the Bible it said, dealing with your spouse, you'll know what's wrong with them because they are your real. Technically speaking, that's how you're saying it,
okay.
I believe.
Okay, say it again. I'm sorry. I missed it.
Biologically speaking, like it says in the Bible, dealing with your companion, they're your ribs, like bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. It's like you're saying it like that. Person's your rib, you'll know what, when they're feeling sad, when they're feeling down. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like a kind of, I wouldn't, like that's metaphorically speaking. I'm not saying it in that, in like such a deep manner, but like what I'm saying, like when it's done and it's through, you know, it's finished. You can't make something out of nothing, you know. And I mean, even if you try to, you know, we would like to try to, but like even if you try to, sometimes it's not worth it. It depends, you know. That's just like outweighing your good and your bad. You're trying to make sure that things are working the right way, you know, instead of all bad. You know, if you're good, outweighs your bad in a relationship, I say go for it. But if your good don't outweigh your bad, then I say just give up on it and just leave it alone, you know. And we find that nowadays that people will tend to struggle. Like, we meet new people every day. Men call women different names when they meet new people. You know what I'm saying? But men go out and they cheat a lot. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real relationship stuff. You know what I'm saying? Men go out, they cheat. They do different things. You know, women go out, we cheat. We do different things. But, like, a woman is more, people scar a woman more than they will a man, I feel, when she goes out and she does something, like, in a relationship. You know, if if a woman is in a relationship with somebody, she go out and she do something, I feel like people scar a woman more, scorn a woman more, like, they judge her more than they do a guy when a guy is going and cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's your comment on that? I have another caller at 5807. Say hello on tonight.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
feeling the same way as I do.
Can
y'all hear her?
I can barely hear her. Just an inch.
You can barely hear her? Hold on just one second.
Hold
on just one second. Okay, hold on. I don't.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. You have been listening to a Portia episode of Street Talk, one of our ministries that is being broadcast on a Friday night with the young people from ages 17 to 35, hosted by LaShawn Hunt. That is one of our hosts who hosts shows on Friday nights, and we are going to listen to a part of a show that was by our Minister Lewis that comes on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Get ready to listen to Miss Poet, Miss Minister Vera. She was one of the guests for Minister Lewis on the Free on the Inside. Please join her.
Be not weary and do
Good morning. My name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Well, hello. Welcome once again to our weekly internet broadcast. I'm your host, Brother Joy Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you about what's going on, to encourage you to get involved. We bring artists and writers and playwriters and singers and musicians and all sorts of people onto this internet program to let you know that you're not alone in doing what you're doing. Our show is set up for our young people to encourage them that God has great things in store for them, to let them know that God hadn't forgot about them. But we bring mature people on here that went through some things, but yet not afraid to share their life experience to someone else that may encourage them. And I'm happy to keep following that format this morning with our guest that's coming on this morning. She's going to share some things with us that dear to her heart. Matter of fact, she wrote it down in a book, in a poetry, a set of poetry. And, but we're going to bring her on here shortly, but we'd like to say hello to our sponsor of this program, Beverly Beatley over at Granny's Place. GP Ministry sponsor this program each and every week. We'd like to say hello to the men that are down at the Hutchinson Jail Unit of Corrections facility here in Dallas, Texas. We do a weekly Bible study down there with our young men. We like to encourage them to keep on keeping on, and also to our juvenile men and women that we go out with on a weekly basis. We have an outing today at one of our Dallas facilities for our juvenile to encourage them that God loved them, that God loved them, that God loved them, and there's nothing they could do about it. But without any further delay, we'd like to bring on our guest this morning, Ms. Vera. She wrote a couple of books. Matter of fact, she wrote three books, great novels, and we're going to bring her on here, and she's going to share her experiences and what she's attempting to accomplish in her novels and her book of poetry. Good morning. You're on the net.
Oh, good morning.
Welcome to our show, Vera. We're happy to have you aboard, and please introduce yourself and tell us about your writing and your book of poetry.
Yes, sir. Well, Brother Lewis, my name is Vera Squire, and I'm the author of Soul to Soul of Inspiration, Black Gumbo, The Healing of a City in Ruins, August 29, 2005, and a short story about Eve, It Was Not an Apple. Well, in those books, there are two of my books are poetry books, that's Soul to Soul and also Black Gumbo, and it was written in 2005 and published in 2006. And the second book was written in 2007 but was published in 2009. And the third was published in 2012. So I'm excited about this book.
Hey, man, that sounds great. Now tell us, what's the inspiration behind this, the Soul to Soul inspirational writings? How did that come about?
It came about after the devastation of the hurricane. After that day, I was moved to write the story. It just affected me just that much. And I just wanted to write down my feelings and also others, how the way they were affected by the hurricane.
Now, the hurricane that you're talking about is the one in New Orleans, right?
Oh, yes,
so
sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go right ahead. Tell me what life was like for you before, a couple of days before the hurricane and then during the encounter of the hurricane and afterwards.
Okay, life was like for me, before the hurricane, I was working two jobs, and I'm not bragging, but I was working, and I had one that was working in a deli, and this was, you know, and on the weekend I did the CNA work at a nursing home, and it just was pleasant, and I was paying my bills, everything was okay, until one day this happened, and I just, it's unbelievable, my life is just on a dramatic change, and I lost everything, and this was mind-boggling, but it was an effect on my life as well.
And as you were saying, you lost everything. You know, your faith was the one that kicked in to hold you during this terrible time or deal in your life.
If it wasn't for God on my side, I don't know where I would be. And I had enough. I just don't know. If I wouldn't have had God, I don't think I would have made it. It was the faith and the holding to Jesus, leaning on his everlasting arm that kept me standing and kept me firm.
Now, when did you find out that you had the skill of writing in your life? Because we're going to go back and we want you to share some of your writing with us. But what was the earliest age that you said, hey, I enjoy this and you know, and I really enjoy what I'm doing.
You know, Brother Lewis, it was ironic. When I was a little child, I picked up a book, and my mother had it, and it was by Langston. And ever since I wrote, I had heard his, I mean, say this poem, I read his poem, and I saved it, and I said, this sounds good. And then I started reading after that a lot of poems. But it didn't kick in until the age of 17 when I just really loved poetry writing. I just loved writing poems. And I think that's where my inspiration came for after school and everything. But I really, really did more deeper into writing poems. I just love it.
What do you get your inspiration from as you write your poetry? I know we get it from a lot of sources, but for our listening audience, how would you develop a poetry, a sense?
Believe it or not, Proverbs, the Bible. And I'm not saying it to make myself even Proverbs, I'm more than anyone. It's just like I just love the Bible, but I love Proverbs. And ever since then, I just love that type of wording and how the way it worded and just took it from there. I just love writing poetry. Most of my poetry consists of spiritual poetry and spiritual poems, and that's where I get my inspiration from, the Bible.
Hey, man, that is so great. And we know, Rena, I ask you that because our young people, as they struggle with their career and trying to find their self-worth in life, we want them to know that God could use them right where they are with the writing and the songs and the things that they have learned throughout their brief life and how their goals, you know, the things they pursue. The world try to point you in one direction, but God has a greater plan for you.
Yes, and that's where it came from, and for us to be encouraged. I encourage all young people as well as old to just get out there, find your dreams, follow your heart of hearts, and dig deep into what your talent is and share it with the world, because it may have an impact on a lot of people. You never know.
Yes, it will, yes. And tell me now about your book, your first book here. So how many pieces of poetry are you having that you think? Just right off the top of your head.
76.
Oh, it is. Well, that's great to say your honor. You know what you got there. Hey, that's great. I'm looking at your cover now. It's a beautiful cover there. And you know, I'm looking at the cover. It kind of relaxes you. You know, it's kind of like, oh, could you in a good frame of mind. So,
yeah.
Now, how did you? What did you do to develop your talent? Did you go to school, or just a God gift?
It's a God gift. That's
great. That's great, because we know that, you know, and God fine tunes things too. But basically, it's a God gift. So I'm glad you shared that with us, because some people need to know this. Say, oh, I don't have the proper education. Well, guess what? None of us have that proper education to do some of the things that we're doing. You know, we just have to be doing it. And God blesses it. You know, if it be His will. And that's what our show is all about. Now, will you please continue to share your inspirational writings with us regarding Black Gumbo?
Okay, now Black Gumbo, now this particular book, I call it, it's a long title. It's Black Gumbo, The Healing of a City in Ruins, August 29, 2005. This book was published, just like I said, in 2009 by Publish America. In fact, all three of my books are published by Publish America. It's a book of poetry also, and it shows the different ways the hurricane took the city by storm, literally. You know, this book of poetry stands on hope as well, and the hope of the healing process that is still going on today. This book opens up with my view of New Orleans, and the next page consists of the views of Hurricane Katrina. And if you don't mind, I would like to read part of what I said about the book of Things Like Gumbo about the hurricane.
Go right ahead.
Okay, it is. In this book of poems, you will read how the devastation impacted the hurricane had took upon the city. Although it's not their first or our first devastating hurricane, because in 1965, there was a hurricane called Betsy. It, too, wreaked havoc on the city, but not to this caliber, only to a certain degree. Because Hurricane Betsy was a Category 3 hurricane, I explained it all in the book. But in this book, Black Gumbo, Ever Tea tells the story of how the hurricane affected our lives.
Amen, amen. That's powerful. Now tell me, now you're in Dallas, Texas right now, right?
Yes, Brother.
Now, are you planning on going back to New Orleans and the stay, or do you go back to New Orleans from time to time? What is your connection with New Orleans? Do you still have that connection?
Yes, I had went back to New Orleans in 2010. I went there. I stayed for about 9 months. I stayed to see how everything was, you know, and visit my family because some of my people are still back there. And I just stayed for a while, but I enjoyed.
We ask that you continue to listen and to be a part of my sister, my friend. We will be back in sync with you September, the first Monday of September. So God bless you. God keep you. This is our prayer. We also want to let you know that Free on Inside is aired on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m., we have the Gregory Show on Tuesday nights from 9 to 9:15. On Wednesdays, we have Elder Jordan Ministries with the prayer ministries. On Thursdays, we have We Are Survivors with Sister Wanda McKinley. So please join us any night of the week on Fridays, because we have LaShawn with Street Talk. And then on Sunday, we have episodes from ministries that we have become involved with and ministers giving the Word of God. So please continue to join us and keep up with us and follow us. We thank you. We thank you for your participation. We thank you for your support. Join us the first Monday in September 2015, where we will be live once again. God bless you. God keep you. This is our prayer. Amen.